I have to say right away that a lot of people are very excited that the GLK is finally coming to Canada with a diesel engine. Can you explain how new this motor is and how it's going to affect the drivability of the new GLK?
Yeah, diesel engines for the NAFTA market, US and Canada, are quite new for us. We have had diesel engines in Europe for a long time. Now it was the challenge to meet the emission standards in the US and Canada, and we have done that by introducing our SCR BlueTEC technology into the GLK, and that's how we meet the emission standards. And we're really looking forward to selling the diesel in the GLK in Canada, because in the M-Class and GL we've already seen a climbing number of diesel cars, and they're very successful there.
Yeah, because you have the six-cylinder turbo diesels that for people who don't know, if there's a Mercedes available in Canada with a diesel, it outsells the gasoline version. So I would think with this motor that you're going to do very well with it. I know you use European technology for Newton meters and foot-pounds of torque. This 2.1 liter engine, do you know the number for that?
No, I can't do the conversion.
I think I know. I think it's 369 foot-pounds of torque. This is the kind of power you would get from a much, much bigger engine. Is it? Is the engine still reliable with that kind of torque?
Yes, it's very reliable. It's diesel engines who actually deliver a lot of torque, and that already at low revs. So that's why the engine fits the car very well. It moves it from the stand. You have constant power there, and at the same time, it's more fuel efficient than the gasoline engines.
And you also have an updated gasoline engine for the GLK. Tell us what you did to that motor.
Yeah, that's a completely redesigned engine, and now it features direct injection, and that direct injection technology enables us to have more power, more torque, and also at the same time bring fuel consumption down.
Now, I would suspect that this four-cylinder turbo diesel, you're the first premium manufacturer, by the way, to bring in a four-cylinder turbo diesel into Canada. So you've got a head start on the others, which I think is attractive for Mercedes-Benz. Could this easily be used in other products? I know you're in charge of GLK, but could this engine make it into the C-Class?
Yeah, that's something we think about. We have to see when the time is right to introduce that into a Canadian market. But we watch Canada very closely, because the Canadian market differs a lot from the US, and they are more attracted to diesels, and they actually recognize the advantages of the diesel engine.
I think it's because our fuel's more expensive. Americans love gasoline, and we also have, we're sort of a half step closer to Europe, I believe.
Yeah, that's what I also notice in talking to Canadians. They're in between Europe and America.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you go to old Quebec City, it feels like you're back in Europe. So the GLK, you have refreshed the look of this product. The outside, it looks a little more masculine looking. What did you do to this vehicle?
So for the exterior, we changed the front and the rear to get a more dynamic look to the car. We changed the front bumper. We have a new front grille with two lamellas now.
What are two lamellas?
Lamellas. So that's the bars in the grille.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Our designers call them lamellas, so
okay,
it's bars.
Yeah. Okay.
We had three before.
All right,
so the two bars give a more masculine impression, more dynamic impression. We have new headlamps. They are very nice, and they feature all the techniques which we know from other car lines so far from Mercedes-Benz. On the rear, we redesigned the rear bumper, which is more sporty now. It always features two chromed exhaust pipes, which are integrated into the rear bumper, which give the car a dynamic style. We have new rear lamps with LED technology, and in the night design, it's very recognizable that it's actually a GLK you're driving after.
Now, we're here in the Alps with a Mercedes GLK. I would assume that most people that buy this use it as a family vehicle. They drive to work, they come home, they have some weekend fun with it. You've set up an off-road course for this vehicle. In your research, how many GLK owners would take a vehicle like this off-road?
It's from our new research, we know that it's like 10% of the buyers who actually take their vehicle off-road. But we as Mercedes-Benz also feel responsible to demonstrate what the car actually can do, so that also the buyers who only drive on-road know what their vehicle is built for and how reliable it actually is off-road, so they feel safer on-road as well.
And for a climate like Canada, all of those elements also help for winter driving.
Yes, that's the main reason for the 4x4, for the ground clearance, and for that tough attitude of the car.
Now, I love the GLK in the past. Always thought it was right at the top for the compact luxury SUV, but the interior was a little bit bland. It doesn't look that way anymore. What did you do to spice it up?
In the interior, there a real revolution took place. We completely redesigned the dashboard. There's a new trim part which is either available in aluminium or wood. We have new air outlets which are now round. That's a very sporty feature. We updated all the electronics. We have a new telematic generation in the car. We have a new steering wheel. And on the gear shift, it's still a 7G Tronic Plus. We have moved the gear lever from the center console to the steering wheel, and that gives us the opportunity to build in another handy storage compartment in the center console, which we neatly close with a roller blind.
It's interesting, the very first time I drove with the shifter on the column, was with the ML years ago. At first, it felt foreign, didn't seem right. But once you drive the product for a few days, it's second nature. It really is easy to use.
And that's a direction which all our cars now are introducing. And as soon as you're used to it, it's very handy, and it actually gives us really more freedom in the center console to do other things there.
Yeah, from North Americans, we have to have the big cups. Germans always think we're crazy drinking coffee in our cars. What do you say when you say North Americans, they have coffee in their car? Do you think we're crazy?
No, actually.
Are Germans adopting this now?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. We actually started to build in cup holders with the first generation of the ML in the mid-90s. And from then, the Europeans learned from the Americans and Canadians that it's quite handy to have a coffee there, or a soft drink, or a water bottle. And now we're building that into our European cars as well.
So you could even admit that the North Americans have a few good ideas.
A lot of good ideas. And it's never too late to learn from anybody.
Yeah. Well, best of luck with your new GLK.
Thank you very much.